Hello, everybody. This is Clint Locklear with Randa the Free Trapper, and I have my sidekick Travis with me today. And I can tell by the way he's moving his hands around, he's a little nervous because he has no idea what this is about. And I haven't told him, I haven't prepped him, I haven't done anything like that. We do have a hierarchy here at Predator Control Group. We only have one chair in the whole shop, and I'm sitting on it, and Travis is sitting on the bucket. So, just to let you know how it works around here. So what we're going to do, Travis, is I want to cover a concept, and I just want to see what you think about it and if it makes sense to you. It's not my concept, but it's a concept that there used to be somewhat of a group or an organization. I'm not sure if they were a technical organization or not, that started this way of thinking. And I'm just curious what you think about it in a way to make the world a better place. So what it is, it's game A and game B. And the group of people that were doing this think tank on this was called game B. So when you hear game A, what comes to mind?
I'm a bit confused.
Okay, like if you're playing football, would you think that the varsity was game A and the JV was game B?
JV would be game B.
Okay, so if someone was wanting to learn about business and they wanted to go to Harvard, or they wanted to take my business course, which one would be game A?
Your business course?
No, you know that's not true.
Okay.
All right, if someone was going to take business and they were going to go to Harvard, or they were just going to look stuff up online, how about that? Which one would be game A and game B?
Look stuff up would be game B. Game A would be Harvard.
Okay, speak up a little bit.
Okay, game A would be Harvard. Game B would be looking stuff up on the internet and such.
Okay, now why do you say that?
Well, game B is trying to change the world. Harvard's just trying to get your money.
Okay, that's one way of doing it. Now, the concept to me is very interesting. The Game B people, they were some highly intellectual thinkers.
That would be Harvard, though, wouldn't it?
A lot of these probably came from schools just like that. But a lot of people that are in schools like that see that it's not what it's cracked up to be. So their theory was, if there's a game A, think about the U.S. government and money. Mm-hmm. We say, well, the dollar bills that I pay you for every week because you put all the stinky stuff in the bottles, and I'm giving you that money, it's backed by the federal government, it's dollar bill, it goes in the bank, that's game A. That's what everybody accepts.
Yeah.
So if you want to be smart about business, you go to college. That's game A. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but these people were like, we need a game B because the game A sucks so bad. And one of the main reasons that they had this theory was game A loses competition because of where it is in the marketplace. So like, you went to your public school.
Yeah.
Was it a good experience or a bad experience?
I'd say a 50-50. I mean, a bad experience. I mean, I do think that I could have learned more. Like, I think that a lot of times, you know, like when I went in high school, I didn't even know how to write a check. They didn't teach me that. And the other day I learned because my mama had to teach me. So I think that public schools should be able to, you know, I think they should teach kids more.
But. Well, let me ask you this. If you had a child and you actually liked that child, would you want him to go to the school you went to here in Tennessee, or would you rather him go to a private school or homeschool or anything different?
I don't think I'd want him to go to public school.
Well, why is that?
I think that they can learn more, you know, on their own. Like, I'm a big fan of homeschooling, but the only thing about homeschooling that I do worry about is kids not being able to pick up like their communications as well, like getting to know people and
the social stuff. Skills.
Yeah, part. Social skills. Yeah.
We'll have that discussion later. That's a myth, but that's irrelevant to this point right now. So the school, though, everybody in the county pretty much goes to the school.
Yeah.
Now the teachers know that as long as they can play solitaire, they can give y'all crappy food you wouldn't give a dog.
Yeah.
They don't worry about if you can actually write a check because there's no competition. Does that make sense?
Yep.
I mean, if there were two schools in Pikeville and one really taught kids to be, I mean, like sharp, critical thinking people that could do whatever they wanted to in life, then you had what you went to. Which one of those two do you think the parents would send their children if they had an option?
The one that actually teaches them, I mean.
Okay, so like even with the public school you went to, everybody in the county pays for that every year whether they want it to or not.
Yeah.
When anybody thinks of education, they think about the state schools or the federal Department of Education. That is game A. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, like what Tim does with his son, homeschooling is game B.
Oh, yeah.
He's not in direct competition with game A. So he's not competing to take children away from game A.
I got you.
He just found a different route, and that's what game B is. So you have like what the standard, what everybody thinks about is game A, and then you have people that find a workaround that gives them a better result, that's actually building up steam, where they're not asking permission of game A. They're not trying to compete with game A, but they find a better way, so more people are going to game B, and it's making game A where it's going to eventually become obsolete. Does that make sense?
Yeah. How will it come? Does that mean extinct?
No, it just where it goes away, or it, what you think of public schools today won't be like that in probably 20 years or 30 years. Because the people that are sending their kids there, I mean, I don't know of anybody in our two counties, Travis, and you can tell me the truth. Does any of them say, we have the best schools for our kids ever?
The only people that I can think of is people whose parents work in the school system.
Well, okay. But anything that me and you try to do with game A of the public school system, they don't even pay attention to.
Yeah.
Because there's no competition. Now, if you wanted to start a second public school in Bledsoe County, do you think that the school system would allow that?
Lord, no.
See, that you can't. So if you competed directly with them, they have all the power, they have everything set in place that's going to allow them to squash the competition. You know, so that's kind of what I'm getting at with this game A and game B. So game B, the principle of this, or before I get into the principle of it, do you know where the game B people came from? I know you don't, because you've never heard of this.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Do you know what Occupy Wall Street is? Do you remember that at all after 2008?
Is that like when the economy went boom, like when the... went south.
Yeah, but do you remember the Occupy Wall Street movement?
No, I've never heard of that.
Do you remember when there was a bunch of college kids and hippies that were camping out in New York City and taking dumps on people's cars and, you know, sleeping in tents and having sex everywhere and destroying property and telling everybody that they're the 1% and they're the problem? You don't remember any of that?
I didn't even know that they was doing that.
Well, see, 2008 was a long time ago for you.
I would have been 11.
Yeah, okay. So, since you know that and one of their most famous attributes was how bad they smelled because they didn't take showers. So, you had these high school and college kids, mostly college, more like hippies, very progressive, stinky, taking dumps on people's cars, screaming at the police and screaming at anybody with a job that they're the problem. Do you think that you would ever listen to somebody like that?
Lord, no, not at all. If I was one of them cops, I'd get my crowbar and knock them out.
Okay. What if you found out that a group like that had a good idea, would you listen, or would you just automatically not listen?
I probably wouldn't listen because of how they're going about it, you know, taking a dump on somebody's car. I mean, when you go to those lanes, that's crazy. They got problems.
Okay, they got problems. That's where Plan B came from.
From them.
From those people. It was kind of, it never got the popularity of Occupy because they weren't taking, you know, it wasn't the same exposure. So not a lot of people really knew about it, except people that were more on the intellectual side of things. And it's a really cool concept. So, but that, this is where this comes from. To me, that's kind of why I say, you know, I always try to listen to everybody. That's kind of the reason. You know, but I understand what you're saying, because your first instinct is, they, I don't want to have nothing. Yeah. They have problems. I don't want them to do it. So the Plan B, a great example of this is, we've talked about cryptocurrency a little bit between us. Cryptocurrency is a neat thing. Now see, what the Plan B people wanted to do is, they could see problems with education. They could see problems with government. They could see problems with the way people might be treated at work. You know, all these different problems they saw, but what they figured out, which most of us still haven't figured out, is you go fight game A, they squish you like a bug.
Yeah.
You know, they'll listen to you and they just kind of throw you out. Like, you probably don't know this. There was a teacher last week, this is a true story, teacher last week that was at a public meeting with the school system of her school board. This is a teacher of that school.
Public school.
They had an open session where you could ask questions to the board members. She had permission from the board members. She asked them, how come they keep giving themselves raises and the teachers don't get raises? Now see, the school board is game A 100%.
Yeah.
Do you know what happened to that teacher?
She got fired.
Oh, it's worse than that.
Oh.
They told her to shut up. A policeman took her out in the hall, threw her on the tiles of the hall of the school, handcuffed her, and took her to jail because she questioned game A, which is the school system. See, that's a problem.
Oh, yeah. That's...
But if you fight game A the way most people want to, with phone calls and crap like that, that's normally where it ends up. You just get squashed and there's not a whole lot you can do about it. So all these stinking, dumping on car hippies that didn't take showers, didn't understand what Occupy was even about, I don't believe. Some of them were sitting around going, there's got to be a better way that we can have change. And this is where the game B concept came up from. I think it's pretty genius. Back to the cryptocurrency. When I pay you this Friday for the work you've done this week, if you hold that money next week, is it worth more or is it worth less?
Probably. It's worth the same, man.
The dollar amount's the same, but when you listen to your dad when he was your age, he had $20.
That could buy a lot of stuff.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Now, 20 bucks is... pair of britches, if you're lucky.
At Walmart. So people were looking at the dollar and going, this is crazy. We make the money, we put it in our savings. When we go to retire, it's worth half or a third or a quarter of what it was when we put in there. And there's nothing we can do about it because game A is the banking system. It's the Federal Reserve, the politicians, Republican and Democrat, that let these people do this. So they came up with the concept of Plan B, which was leading in at the same time with cryptocurrency. Now they've got cryptocurrency where people are talking about it. Have you heard anybody else mention crypto besides me?
Oh, yeah. It's all over the internet and such.
Yeah, and we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, so... More people that are into that type of stuff are probably talking about it more. Now, see, what they did, which I think is genius, is they're not competing with the dollar. They just gave us a different way of putting our value from you working for me into a currency that someone else will take, and you can buy something for their labor, whatever their labor was, and you don't have to put it in the dollar.
That Game A don't know about.
Well, Game A knows about it now.
Oh.
And they're pretty aggravated, and they're trying to do all this stuff. But somebody went, I'm not going to go fight the Federal Reserve, because that's what most people do. They go out and they protest, they scream, they put stuff on Facebook, the Federal Reserve or dirt bags, this, that, and the other, and nothing ever changes. Lo and behold, some guys that believed in Plan B, they come up with a cryptocurrency that once it's on there, there's not a whole lot the government can do about it. Once you put your value in, you can hide it if you want to. It's just like this side currency sitting over here that all the old people in Washington didn't quite understand for all these years. And now there's millionaires in Bitcoin, which I'm sure you've heard.
Yeah, I've seen like one dude was like 19 year old and he's a Bitcoin millionaire. I'm like, dude,
yeah,
how'd that happen?
Yeah, and like you said, Ferrari takes Bitcoin.
Yeah. I wonder how like a fella would get food though, like if he didn't have.
You can take Bitcoin and put it into Bitcash and have a MasterCard or Visa, and they wouldn't even know you're using Bitcoin at any place that takes MasterCard or Visa.
I got you.
So that's how that works. You know, that's just one of the ways. But what I loved about that idea, even though it came from the stinky, dumping on people's cars, people we would never listen to, was they figured out a way to fight the Federal Reserve and the abuse of government without going through the government, without asking permission of the government, without doing anything, and they're not in direct competition with the government. And look how far that's got. Now you got millionaires because of Bitcoin. If they would have, what do you think would have happened if the people that came up with Bitcoin went to the banks and their congressmen and their senators and the Federal Reserve and said, we want you to give us permission to make our own currency that you don't have any control over. What do you think the banks and the politicians would do?
Oh, they'd go crazy. They'd send that boy to jail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's what the Game B is. And I think, you know, I mean, me and you had a lot of conversations about freedom and different stuff like that. I think that's the way to move forward.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, it's illegal for me to get non-pasteurized butter in Tennessee. Like, stuff at Walmart, they heat it and kill it, and it makes it taste funny.
Yeah.
But I can, in this valley, get non-pasteurized butter because someone come up with a plan B. Do you know how I'm doing that?
Underground?
No, it's perfectly, you can go in there and do it right now.
Oh. So ain't it like a underground?
Mm-mm. It's not like bootlegging.
I got you.
No. The Amish have got a co-op where everybody buys in to the cattle for a price, and they're everybody's cattle. It's not illegal to take non-pasteurized butter from your own cow. See, they're not competing with Walmart or the USDA or anybody else on pasteurized butter. They just had a workaround, which is Game B, so I can, for $5 is all it costs to be a member of this co-op.
Wow.
They got all my information. I'm a legal member of the co-op. I can then get my butter.
That's pretty cool how they, you know.
But if they would have went to the USDA and said, we want to pass a law that says that we can sell non-pasteurized butter, Game A would go, hell no. So that's kind of what this concept is. Cryptocurrency is like the best thing in the world to show somebody this. Another one is schools.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like Tim's doing homeschooling. If you wanted to, Travis, you could be tonight learning from teachers with PhDs that teach at Harvard, Columbia, MIT, any of those big name colleges for probably 1% of what a student charges, and you get the same lesson from the same teacher.
I thought, yeah, but public school, it's free. You just show
up.
Well,
not college, it's not.
Oh, yeah, college, yeah, you got to pay for that.
But those teachers are now going off campus with their lessons and putting them online So now you have Harvard game A, and you have professors game B. It's kind of like Trump. When Trump tweets out over the media, that's what these teachers are doing. Don't worry about what they're doing at Harvard. If you want this information for this small amount of money, I'm going to teach you everything that I teach those kids that's spending $100,000 a year to go here. So that's like a B.
Oh, yeah.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it seems, you know, like the, you know, wide in front of you to do would be go to the B. But I don't know. It's like more and more people are going to A, so you're like...
Well, in a school, it's a very interesting thing. If you study the schools are the only ones that get to accreditate other schools. Oh. So if I wanted to start a university and call it Trapper's Kick-Ass University...
Sign me up.
And we're going to teach everything they teach in a major school... You can learn from me, but you can't get accreditation. But since there's so many people now doing online stuff, businesses are getting where they're not really concerned if it's accredited or not.
Oh, yeah.
So what's going to happen over time is these big schools with these big bills, for, you know, where, you know, you got to think, if you went to Harvard, you're probably going to be in debt $250,000, $300,000 before it's all said and done. You got to pay that before you're, you know, you can't get out of it. They made the rules that you can't even go into bankruptcy. The only way you get out of that debt is die. That's it. You know, it's the only debt in the world that in America that's that way.
Oh, yeah.
So they set all these rules up on here, but people have decided, I'd rather learn, get the information, and just not deal with those people.
Oh, yeah.
So now you have this huge market that's growing. Where you can learn anything you want at college from the best teachers, better teachers than you're going to have at college, because these teachers can now make more money. So it's better for the teachers, it's better for the students. The only people it's not better for is game A. Does that kind of make sense?
Oh, yeah.
How that works?
Yeah. And I mean, if you're in, you know, a university or something, you don't have to deal with any people.
That's true.
So, I mean, that's a good thing if you don't want to deal with anybody.
Bit. Well, see, like the reason I thought about this today, this morning on Fox News, do you know what the biggest story was over and over and over again?
Cryptocurrency?
No.
Oh.
California, 80% of California wants to secede from the coast of California. Seriously.
Let them.
You know, you have San Francisco and those little beach communities up that small side, and they showed the map. And all the other counties in California are literally, legally, right now in court, trying to secede from California the way West Virginia seceded from Virginia, using that model.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to be part of California. Do you think that's going to succeed?
Probably not. Why? I don't think it will. Well, you're going up against game A.
Game A, so. That's right.
But I say let them... You know, run off, do their little thing. That's
I'd be happy if they succeeded. I mean, it wouldn't bother me a bit. There's a lot of places, upstate New York should succeed from New York City.
Like New York City?
The rest of Illinois should succeed from Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be much better off as far as I'm concerned. Lower Georgia should succeed from Atlanta.
Lower Georgia?
Now, all of Georgia but Atlanta succeed from Atlanta. Because they control everything in the state.
Oh, yeah.
But if you go through Plan A system, you're going to get smacked down like that school teacher that ended up in jail because she just asked a question.
That's crazy. I do think that college is a bit overrated.
I definitely do.
I mean, I just don't see, like, it seems like nowadays, and, you know, people tell me this all the time, that you ain't going to get a good job without going to college. And, you know, when people tell me that, it makes me just want to be like, all right, I'll drop out and just show y'all. Y'all are wrong.
I've never been to college.
Yeah.
I mean, I took some in the Army on subjects I wanted to take.
Yeah.
I barely made it out of high school.
Really?
And I guarantee you, Travis, I can stand toe-to-toe with most PhD professors on a lot of different subjects. And I didn't go through their plan A. Yeah. I did plan B myself. I read. I still read. I was reading a business book last night when I fell asleep. Totally plan B. I don't need them.
Well, you know, whenever, seems like plan B is more for yourself, and that's what I was going to say about public school. To me, mm-hmm. Downfall of public school is that teacher up there, even if they're a really good teacher. In Bledsoe County, they had a couple good teachers in there.
Out of how many?
Probably 30, 35, I guess. Yeah, probably 30. They might have had two or three that was, I'll say five. I'll be generous and say five. There's five good teachers. But even if a good teacher's up there, you know, teaching 25 kids, they have to wait on so many people. So,
well, see, that's the reason Game B is so powerful. Because if I wanted to have the education, like if I had a child and I was wanting to send them to, I'd homeschool. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about that. And I'd find the very best people that I could. Now, see, over time, what's going to happen with homeschool is job people are going to go, you homeschool or did you go to university? And they're going to go university for the most part. A lot of kids are. And I can tell you from an employer's point of view, I don't want the headaches from all the nonsense that's been put into the head of a college graduate today.
Really?
You're bringing trouble. You're asking for trouble to have snowflakes like that show up at your job. They're going to destroy everything, and they're going to want more than they're earning.
Yeah.
So why would you do that? The other option is homeschooling. There's more places now that don't care about where you went to school or if you did. They're doing some very creative thing in the way they're hiring people. Mm-hmm. It's more of seeing if you can critically think, because it doesn't matter if you had a degree in science and you went to work for somewhere that you needed that degree. They got to train you anyway because they didn't train you how to do that job.
Yeah.
They're just looking to see if you're, you know, capable of doing that. So someone that's homeschooling down the road is what I foresee happening with public schools. More people are going to start homeschooling, more of a cooperative type thing, not just individual homeschools, but more like community schools the way it used to be. Mm-hmm. And people are not going to want people that go to the public schools. The market is not going to want it. See, that's the difference, the market. And the teachers that are in the better market are going to make more money because they're more valuable.
Yeah.
A teacher at Bledsoe, whether he's a good one or bad one, they get paid the same. So why would either one of those teachers try to be any better?
Yeah.
See, there's no market there. There's no competition.
Yeah.
Plan B brings in competition to the marketplace, but not too directly against Game A. Yeah. That's the reason I think that's so powerful. The same with crypto. Like Cindy read this morning that government's getting stronger looking into regulating Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Because as soon as they regulate Bitcoin, everybody go to Ethereum.
Yeah.
And as soon as they regulate Ethereum, they'll go to Ripple. They'll go to one of these other cryptocurrencies. The government's never going to catch up with cryptocurrency.
They'll keep down a new path and a new path.
Yeah, the government's not going to be able to keep up with that. They didn't ask permission, but they're giving a better value, especially, I don't know so much about Ripple, but with Bitcoin and Ethereum, that money is not going to be worth less once the market levels out and there's not a lot of bunch of guessing, trying to treat like the stock market the way a lot of people are doing now. So they're going to crush the Federal Reserve and never have to go to combat with them. The market is just going to make the Federal Reserve and the dollar paper bills, no one wants them.
Yeah. What do you think Trump thinks about Bitcoin? Because Trump, to me, I don't think he's a regular politician.
You know, that would be a good question. I would say Trump would probably be more for Bitcoin than a lot of the other politicians, because he's had to deal with the same things dealing with the banks.
Yeah.
Especially like with Trump, if he were going to start a project and you had to buy the land, you had to get the equipment there, you had to get the construction people there, you had to buy all these supplies, and through a bank you had to transfer $5 million to get that big old project started, mm-hmm. the bank's going to take 3% of that. they're going to make a couple hundred thousand dollars
for doing nothing,
for just transferring that money. See, that's not good for Trump or anybody that does construction like that. Bitcash,
you ain't got to
send $5 million, they get $5 million. So businesses are also going to want to go. And him being a businessman, I think he can see the value of that.
Oh, yeah.
Because every time he looks from his accountant on the statements, and the banks are just taking and taking and taking and taking.
That'd make a feller mad.
Oh, it does make a lot of people mad. That's the reason cryptocurrency is getting the strength that it is.
Yeah.
But that's a totally plan B option. And it'll crush it through competition, where plan A, since they don't believe in competition anymore, teachers just think if they have a tenure that they're set for life, and they are in that sucky system. But if there's a better system, like if I tried to make you carry a flip phone now where you couldn't listen to your podcast and your music, you would be trying to find a smartphone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So what this plan B is with crypto, or a lot of the food or medicines, you know, a lot of people now are growing their own herbs.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, I think that's smart. Hey, you know what? If you think about it, like, I'm getting to the point where I don't like to eat out and stuff because I don't really like people, you know, touching my food that I'm putting in my body. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, no disrespect to farmers or anything, but, I mean, I don't really know what they're doing to mm-hmm. the food in the store right now. So I think the best thing to do is grow your own stuff and kill your own stuff. But
well, see, the market through plan B, where started with a bunch of hippies, free thinking people.
That's crazy.
It's really not. Most conservative, white middle class people do not like change or anybody to talk about change.
Oh, yeah.
Hippies love to talk about change. They smoke their dope, they get on their mushrooms, they see vivid colors, they're thinking about all this crap and what if and that and the other. And every now and then they hit on something that's pretty good. And better quality food is one of those that the hippies come up with.
Permaculture.
Not permaculture. This is way before permaculture. But just the hippies. Quality, high density, nutritious food is kind of a hippie thing. But you think about it now, even in Dunlap, we can go get organic vegetables at Dunlap, Tennessee, Walmart. And Walmart doesn't have to carry organic because there's not another grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're going to drive 45 minutes over to Chattanooga.
We got to save a lot.
Like I said, there's not another grocery store in Dunlap. So they're doing it because the market, plan B, they started promoting all this stuff through farmers markets. They're still getting crushed in a way from industrial agriculture because they've got all of plan A's. You know, the second biggest thing behind, I think it's Medicaid in the military, is the stuff that goes towards farmers to subsidize food.
Really?
All that money flowing into that industry, and the fastest growing part of the food industry today is organic and sustainable. Plan A can't do anything about it because the market thinks, whether it's true or not, because I know some people listen to this don't think it's true, but the market thinks, which is consumers,
mm-hmm.
that better quality food makes a difference, and they're willing to pay for it. There's been millions of dollars spent by industrial agriculture to make fun of organic.
Yeah.
And even though they still can't beat plan B when it comes to high density, nutritious food. So now they're trying to take it over. So what's plan B do?
Finds another route.
We just go a different route.
Yeah.
They're turning organic into nothing. And in a few years, that's what everybody's going to think about organic. Who cares?
Really?
I want to know who the farmer is. I want to know where that food comes from. I want to be able to go there and see. That's where that market's going. And once it gets to over there completely, grocery stores are in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, we have to eat.
You have to eat.
Yeah, and why not, you know, enjoy what you're eating. If something tastes better, well, I'm going to eat instead mm-hmm. of what I had earlier. You know?
You've had some of the stuff out of my garden. Oh, yeah. You can tell the
difference. It is. It's good. And I think anything you do for yourself, it's going to taste better than a farmer. But I do have to say, on the farmer side, I mean, in order to feed America, I mean, they got to, you know, they just can't go out to their garden and grow something, they got to be at a much faster scale, you know.
Okay, we'll discuss that one later.
I got you.
I definitely think that's a myth.
Oh.
Because I can produce more per acre than any industrial farmer can. You just have to have more of me.
Yeah.
Than you would someone that has 10,000 acres in corn.
Hey, them cornfields, they... There's a bunch of corn in there.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's a bunch of corn.
What they're good at is producing calories. What the industrial farmers really suck at is producing nutrients.
Yeah.
And what do you eat the food for?
Nutrients.
And that's what the market is saying they want. Because now people go to a farmer's market and they actually taste what a real strawberry is. You don't have to put sugar on to eat. And they're blown away. And then they try to go back to their grocery store and buy strawberries, and they taste like terrible cardboard. Yeah. So they go back to the markets going, I want that stuff over there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they're moving it that way. So a good example of this is what happened to me today. After Desert Storm, everything that was in the air, all of the gas wells that were burning, all the chemicals that we blew up, all of the uranium that was shot from all of our shells. One of the things that's happened to a lot of soldiers, including me, is you get that diverticulitis. It destroys your lower intestine. Now, I didn't know that was part of that because I don't really get involved with the government on any level. But we were on vacation last year in Thailand. So we got good friends with a lady that was a VA representative. She started asking me questions. She's like, regardless, if you think you should now, in 20 years when you're really old, you're going to wish you did, so you need to go and sign up for VA. So we started that process. This morning, me and Cindy spent 3 hours to get past one question on a VA website. I guarantee that website cost them $100 million minimum to build.
Wow. Was it complicated? Or?
We don't know. We couldn't get past the first question. They made us change our password in a way that we didn't even understand what it was. We had to call a VA representative to even get to understand what they wanted for the password. That was a different group of people inside the VA. Then we get back on the website. We finally get the password where it'll work. And then it asks, who are you doing this for? And because we've already started this process, I'm the only name in our account. Cindy hits our account and it locks up the system. It says, call the help desk for technical. There's no phone number there. They don't want you to call them. So Cindy's got to call an office in VA, or the main VA office, get a hold of a guy to get this number, because he don't deal with a computer, so he don't have any idea. So we call them to get that straightened out. We had to call 4 different separate units inside of VA, and we still ain't got past the second question.
That'd give me a headache.
3 hours. The reason it's that way is because they're plan A.
Yeah.
If Trump were to do what I thought he was going to do, and a soldier like me had the option to go straight to Bradley here in town, mm-hmm. and he was in competition with the VA, the VA's website wouldn't be that screwed up.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be. Amazon, you can go in there and buy anything in the world. I know. You never have a glitch with Amazon. I guarantee Amazon didn't spend half of what the VA did for that website.
Is Amazon in Plant B? Or?
No, they started off, and they're kind of turning into A.
Yeah.
They were definitely B. I mean, you think about it. These people decided they're going to have a website that was going to compete with every store in America all over the world. And not have a store.
And they'll let a feller buy something in his pajamas without leaving his house.
Yeah. You know, that was Plan B years ago. And it still is in a way. Amazon now has kind of turned into, you know, Plan A just because of their size.
Yeah.
But eventually, because I can tell you from people that sell on Amazon, I don't know anybody that sells on Amazon that doesn't hate Amazon. They hate them. They hate the way they charge them. They hate the way they abuse them. They hate the way they let customers take advantage of them. they're the big boy in town. That's why I say they're now plan A.
Yeah.
There's going to be somebody that's going to come along and make a plan B for Amazon. And they're going to make Amazon just what I think is going to happen with the school system down the road. It's going to be irrelevant.
Yeah.
Kind of like Kodak was one of the biggest companies in the country, and they used to do film. Do you remember cameras with film?
Where you had to like turn that little knob and hit the button up.
You had to take it in and
only do 24.
Walmart. Yeah.
My mama did that the other day.
Yeah. Okay. See, that was the way that everybody had to do it. Then someone started making a digital camera, and they sucked. The original ones were really bad. But it started picking up steam. Within 3 years, Kodak's out of business.
Wow.
The market did that. The government didn't do that. The regulation didn't do that. The market did that by having a complete plan B from what the standard was. They didn't ask permission. They just started.
Yeah.
And they never went in competition against Kodak. They didn't do digital film and regular film. It was a totally new thing. They went a totally different direction, and now they completely own the market. Because you don't remember what it's like. You go on vacation, you got three rolls of film.
Yeah.
That's 70, what were they, 20 per roll of film or 25, so 75 pictures. And when you took it, you couldn't delete it and put another one there. It was whatever it was. You know, so maybe out of a whole roll, you got two decent pictures. I ain't going to take 1,000 pictures on your phone.
You can delete whatever you want.
Yeah. Then you can send it wherever you want.
Yeah.
You can get made in a big poster. You can keep it on your phone. You can put it on your computer. It doesn't make any difference. But that was a plan B. We do that. And the only reason I was bringing this up, in all seriousness, when people want to change things, the only way I see it is the stinking hippies were right. You've got to come up with a plan B. And don't even worry about plan A. Just ignore them. I mean, absolutely just ignore them. So I'm not going to go out and, when I started my business course, I didn't go out and try to compete with Harvard. Guys I had social capital with, I'm going to teach you what I know about business. I didn't go to an accreditation board to try to get credits for a college degree. I did the work, I put it online, and people bought it. And now a lot of those people are making their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have to go through any accreditation. They didn't have to go $20,000 or $100,000 in debt.
Yeah, didn't have to go spend money on campus for a dorm and all that.
Yeah. See how plan B, how that works? And eventually I think that's the way business is going to be done. It's more going to be, who did you take your courses from online? That's going to be your resume. Where did you get your degree? Who gives a crap? I want to know who you learn from, because I know that they put you through something to pass. I think that's the way that's going to go. Just like with crypto.
Yeah.
They're never going to put that horse back in the bag. I don't care if they make it illegal. If they make it illegal, they're going to make it more valuable, just like the moonshine was back in the, in the bootlegger days.
Yeah.
So when you're always thinking you want something to change, don't fall for the trap of, I need to call a congressman or vote or whatever.
They're in it for their self.
They're in it for their self. You've come up and support people with plan Bs.
Yeah. But now, the plan A people, like, you put this public school system in plan A, like, they had no competition with one another, did they?
No.
I guess that's why, I don't know if you heard, but, like, I don't know if every public school is doing it, but there's quite a bit of public schools in Tennessee that, like, they don't do top 10 anymore.
No, well, I mean, well, that's just type R people are scared to death competition.
That's crazy to me. I mean, like, I wasn't in top 10 because I sucked. But if I wanted to get better, I mean, you got to work for it, but now they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Well, I tell you something. I've been listening to a guy that I'm not sure you should listen to. And his name is Thaddeus. Let me look on my phone. He is a professor, PhD, that started his own college. And he's found out that you can't compete. and I've never heard him mention this, the A or B thing. It's the Unregistered Podcast with Thaddeus Russell. Just knowing you, Travis, you'll have a mental breakdown if you listen to this guy.
He's not.
He believes in ultimate freedom, and most people are scared to death of ultimate freedom.
Define ultimate freedom.
As long as you're not hurting somebody, you're not allowed to put your values or morals and force those onto somebody else. So let's say next week you go, Clint, I'm not making enough money. I'm going to be a drag queen prostitute. Now, if someone who believes in freedom, especially the way I do, now calm down. Drag queen, you dress up like a woman.
Oh.
And you want to be a male prostitute, which in that case would probably be the males. But that would be your choice to do that. And I would not be allowed to put my morals and my values and try to make you submit to what I think is right and wrong. Because if it's two consenting people that are of age, and they're not hurting each other, it's nobody else's business. He gets into a lot of that stuff. And it's very uncomfortable because a lot of people that think they like freedom, they want their freedom, and they don't want everybody else to have their freedom. But his name is, it's an Unregistered Podcast if you got the cojones to listen to him.
Well, I mean,
especially the ones where he's interviewing prostitutes. That's a hoot. But it does make you think. And see, he started his own college. And the regular college people, because he is a PhD, one of theirs, they're throwing an absolute hissy fit over it.
I bet a lot of people think that he's psycho.
I definitely don't agree with a lot that he says, but what I like about him is it does make me think. Why do I believe? What do I believe? That's what I like about it.
But I mean, that's just kind of weird.
It's weird. I mean, it is, because people aren't free thinkers anymore.
Well, I mean, I believe a lot of the stuff. I don't know. I'm kind of in between. I don't mind what people do as long as they ain't hurting me. But then again, you know, like if somebody goes out there and does meth, I mean,
it's their body. Why would you care?
It, but I mean, it's just
where in your.
I don't want to see a body. I mean, they got. I mean, that could be the next president.
There's more people get killed in cars.
What do you mean?
In accidents today, there'll be way more people killed with cars than there are meth.
I know it.
Why do you separate those two out?
Well, I mean, you know, if a fella a woman goes and gets on meth and they got a kid, now the kid's got to
be around. Now you're hurting somebody, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Or if they get in a car and hurt somebody, that's the crime. If they break into someone's house for drug money, that's the crime.
Yeah. Have you heard these? There's a commercial out there that says that drug is, like being a drug addict, it's a disease.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Like, that is, I don't,
anybody
that ain't
that
right.
Believes that needs to understand where that comes from and how far back and the guy that said it. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I don't know who came up with it, but I honestly do think that they have a problem if they believe that.
Lack of self-control.
Exactly. Well,
you can get chemically dependent on something, there's no doubt, but it's not a disease.
Well, diabetes, like, that's a disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't help it. You know, if you go out there and you do drugs, that's a choice. That ain't no.
Well, you got to think about it, Travis. Today, everything's a disease. If your eyes are dry, they've now got a dry eye disease.
Oh. So if I go, you know, squirrel hunt tomorrow and I don't come in, can I tell you, I got a hunt disease, man? I can't.
You can. So if I know better.
That was a joke.
Yes, I know. Yeah. But, I mean, to me, it's a different way to look at the world. And the biggest thing that I think helped me see things is I listen to people that are different. And I want to support people that think differently.
Yeah. Well, to me, Game B, it reminds me of Plan B, you know. it's different from
but to me the biggest difference is it's not the way that you're taught that you make change in the world that you live in, which is either through protesting or calling somebody or voting or something like that. I mean, no one in on the hippie side where I come from would ever believe that Oscar Mayer would take the nitrates and food coloring out of their hot dogs.
Wow.
The market did that.
Why?
Because people didn't want to have nitrates in their meat.
What is nitrates?
It's a chemical that makes the red meater, keeps it more texture better, even if it's almost rotten.
Does it?
It's like a preservative. Like the stuff we put in our meat that we can keep rotten meat rotten for.
They took that out?
Yeah.
So is that a good thing? Or?
It's a good thing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, unless you want to eat chemicals.
No, I'm
yeah. Good. But just think about it. Anybody else listen to this, just think about it. When you want to make a change, think of Plan B.
Plan B.
And support people that are doing Plan B. Like cryptocurrency, to me, if I put $1,000 into cryptocurrency and I lose it all, to me, that's a good deal for the simple fact I'm supporting people that are working on Plan B, and they're going to figure it out. I don't know how to do that.
That would be my biggest concern, you know. I seen it the other day. It's like one of them little Bitcoins or whatever is like $17,000 or something like that. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure.
I think it's $14,000 today.
Oh, well, I seen that, and I'm like, man, somebody's making a killing. But knowing my luck, I'd go in, I'd buy, you know, whatever it is.
Because you're going in for the wrong reason.
And I bust, you know.
Because when I look at it, I'm trading out of a bad currency, which is a dollar, into a currency that doesn't have the problems of a dollar. That's the reason I think crypto is going to work. That's Plan B.
I wish that the dollar bill, there was no problems in it, but...
Well, I mean, you can get rid of all the banks that make money up out of thin air, and then you get rid of the Federal Reserve, and you have to get rid of all the politicians.
That ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen. So you just figure out a way to make them irrelevant. That's what Plan B is. But that's not the way that most people think.
A lot of people just keep getting run over.
That's a good way to think. Most people just keep getting ran over.
Yeah. You got to dodge out of the way and hop on Plan B.
Absolutely. Any questions about Plan A or Plan B before we end this?
I'm good.
All right.